When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, top of the hour, we will hear from Aaron Rodgers on the elixir that is going to get him back to MVP status. That's going to be the fountain of youth for him. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers, whose head we hope the Texans rip off of its torso tonight at 7:15, starting at 7:15 here on Sports Radio 610. If you missed it, we just did our Circle of Swarm, usually on Fridays, but it's game day today. Circle of Swarm this week. Joe Mixon, Eric Murray, Jalen Petrie, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Kamari Lassiter. I'm very comfortable with that five. That's a good five right there on the Circle of Swarm. Good job,
there's
Sean.
There's enough, and the Texans are doing well enough that there's plenty of people that are angry about other omissions. But
like
hey, that's Circle of Swarm, baby.
That's it.
You're never going to feel good. When the team is good, you're always going to feel like a few guys got screwed over, and that's the way it should be.
That's how it goes. So Austin Capobianco is the name of the Yankee fan that was ripping at Mookie Betts' mitt in game four the first inning. Gleyber Torres, if you guys are listening to a sports talk show, I'm assuming that 99% of you have seen it by now, or at least heard us talk about it, where Mookie Betts, playing right field that night for the Dodgers, made his way over towards the stands to try to catch a pop foul off the bat of Gleyber Torres. He jumps up into the stands, catches the ball, but two of the fans there, Capobianco and another buddy of his, last name of Peter, one grabbed the gloved arm of Mookie Betts, the other grabbed the ungloved arm, and they tried to slap away at the ball. And in the process, in my opinion, could have hurt Mookie Betts. I don't know if I'm being overreactive about that, but Mookie Betts is dangling by his wrists.
No, they were trying to wrestle the ball out of a guy's hand. It was one of the weirder things that's ever happened in an MLB baseball.
It'll
game.
Be the most memorable thing from this World Series. Probably Freddie Freeman's home run in Game One, the walk-off grand slam.
Yeah,
and these two clowns clawing away at Mookie Betts' glove to try to prevent an out for the Yankees.
Yeah. They were ejected from that game, obviously. They were not allowed to attend last night.
Right.
The Yankees who were getting some criticism early because for a while people thought, wait a second, they're going to be allowed back in?
Right.
They're not at least this year. And the Yankees gave those seats to a teenage cancer patient and his family.
So there's a good story that comes out of
that. Good job, Yankees, on that at least.
Yep.
Indeed. Not because they wanted to, but because they knew the PR move by them, but whatever.
Fine, if Capobianco can't go, I guess.
Yeah.
If I had to put together a power ranking just based purely on Capobianco's look, his energy, and the fact that he's clawing away at some dude's arm who's an active player in a game, if I had to put together a power ranking of current or recently retired athletes that would have been on the friends list for Capobianco, I think Gronk would have made the top 10 on this thing for sure. You know,
You know what I would say? It's one of the least surprising names that could have come out.
Yes.
You said, okay, there's a great NFL player, current or retired, who was buddies with this guy growing up in high school, then Gronk wouldn't have been a surprise.
Well, it wasn't high school. That's the crazy thing about it. They're friends at Arizona, of all places. Like when I first heard, I thought the same thing, Seth. When I first heard they were buddies, I'm like, that makes sense. You know, Gronk's from upstate New York, and You know, they're like Capo Bianco, they might have crossed paths at some point. Here's Gronk talking about it on Kay Adams yesterday.
This is actually the first time I'm seeing this live. Okay. And here's a little fun fact. That guy right there grabbing Mookie Betts' glove.
Don't tell me you know
was
him.
My friend in college.
Gronk, stop it right now.
He was on the ice hockey team, the club Arizona Wildcats team, ice hockey team. And let me tell you, the whole hockey team, they were absolute maniacs. They were indescribable just how wild
animals?
These guys. Animals, yes. How wild these guys were. Him doing that represents him very well. I mean, he is all in for his teams. He is all in for the Yankees. I remember him talking about the Yankees all the time, how he loves them so much. And that describes him perfectly, just doing whatever it takes to help his team out. But he's a beauty.
Okay.
Okay, and I just want to say congratulations.
Congratulations!
For shining when your moment came.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought it was his high school hockey team. That dude was playing college. Gronk, that's the most amazing thing about any of this is when Gronk was in college as a college football player, he was playing intramural ice hockey.
No. I think he's just saying that guy was on the hockey team, and he was saying those hockey guys are crazy. I think he was saying he was on the club team at University of Arizona. I don't think Gronk played hockey. And there's no way.
It wouldn't have surprised me if he did.
It wouldn't have surprised me if he played one game and then the coach said stop playing hockey.
Yeah. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. That's don't cheer that behavior, Gronk. That was bogus, man.
To be fair, he did go on to kind of, you know, say, hey, you shouldn't do that kind of thing. But that's not as funny as playing the audio that he actually said right there.
That guy, I can tell you right now, that Capo Bianco, or it's not clear whether it was Capo Bianco or Peter, whichever one, because there were two guys grabbing
Capo
the glove.
Capo Bianco was the guy grabbing the glove.
It was the guy. Okay, so yes. Capo Bianco, boy, I got to tell you one. As a classic, like looking like an aggressive, angry New Englander who's talking about the Yankees all the time, or Northeasterner, I don't think he was probably very popular out in Arizona. that level of intensity just doesn't travel well. A lot of people when you're out on the closer to the West Coast, especially, people are kind of like, bro, what? What are you? Why are you so angry about this stuff? I think he was popular with Gronk, who himself is from Buffalo, and it wouldn't have been as much of a shock to him. I'm guessing he wasn't all that popular in college.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing to me when I listened to that cut was like, okay, these two, both Northeasterners, so that makes sense. Yeah. They might run into each other, but it was the universe. Like if Gronk went to Syracuse, I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But they were at University of Arizona, dude. The club sports guys in the big contact sports, we had a club rugby team in college. I think rugby is club at most. I don't think there is an NCAA-sanctioned rugby, if I'm not mistaken. The rugby team at my school, those guys were insane. Like the club sport dudes, because they're not governed by the same body that the NCAA-sanctioned sports are. So they're crazy. They have good parties, man. The club teams.
Yeah, they don't have the same rules and restrictions around the drinking side of things and everything. Yeah.
So they're fun. So Gronk, good buddies with Capo Bianco, man. I think Seth's favorite, Bruno Giacomini, would be BFFs with Capo Bianco. Yeah, give us the list. Who are the athletes that you would have guessed would have been friends with? Dude, Bruno Giacomini for sure.
Jason Peters, 100%.
The whole Peter family. Yeah. Well, dude, the guy sitting next to him's last name was Peter. Well,
Yeah, Christian Peter, actually.
Yeah.
Not Jason Peters, but Jason Peter and Christian Peter.
Yeah.
Right? Was that Christian Peter was the real rough
he
one.
He was the insane one that went to Nebraska.
He was too rough for New Jersey.
Yeah.
They like, after a few years, they're like, all right, off you can't be on the Giants. No
yeah, more. Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I wonder if that guy's related to them. The guy who was sitting next to Capo Bianco, his last name was Peter. I wonder if he's related.
He was behaving like a Peter brother.
Sure was. Behaving like a Peter.
That was because those guys came from the Nebraska football team that acted like a club rugby team
yes.
off the field.
Yeah, yeah, what am I saying?
They just those guys were a club rugby team,
dude,
basically.
Dude.
And that was sanctioned by the NCAA.
Yeah.
And your hero, Tom Osborne.
Florida.
Ooh,
yeah.
yeah. You want to talk about the old days of cops looking the other way.
Yes.
Those old
yes.
Nebraska teams. My
yes.
God.
The Yankee fan, this is the 5-Hour Energy fan line texting in. The Yankee fan probably complained about the Astros cheating as he was getting taken away.
Oh, Cabo Cashman
Bianco.
For sure.
Yeah.
How many times is Cashman this offseason going to somehow find a way to just pivot back to the 2017 being better than everyone else scandal
yeah.
and making an excuse for not winning the World Series
yeah.
or even showing up in the World Series
yep.
this year?
Yep.
At least once. At least once he's going to point out that the Astros got caught doing doing things electronically,
yeah.
just like the Yankees did. Yeah,
Richie Incognito's getting a lot of support on the text
page.
Oh, right
yeah.
Now. Yeah. All right, text in.
Yeah, we should have an all-time Capo Bianco team
yeah.
in the NFL.
Yeah, text
just
in.
The biggest meatheads you can think of.
Right, text in. 713-572-4610, the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. All right, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Hey, we'll do a Thursday edition of 5 Reasons I Hate You. We need one more. We've got 4. I like leaving the last one open. Okay, so we're asking you guys to do a lot. Send in your sports meatheads, Capo Bianco style, and also send in a good 5th reason to hate the New York Jets. We'll do that at 8:25 on the show. As we head into the 8 o'clock hour, up next, Aaron Rodgers on the elixir that's going to drive him to victory tonight and in future weeks. This is some of the dumbest stuff you're going to hear. We'll do that coming up next. But Prize Picks, great night for Prize Picks. Now, baseball is in the rear view, so now we can hyper-focus, people. We've got basketball season is here. There's a lot of money to be made on Prize Picks in basketball season, and football season, obviously, is just the best. Having some Prize Picks lineups in as you're watching on a Sunday or Saturday, they've got college football on there as well. That's what Prize Picks is there for. It is America's number one daily fantasy app. Over 5 million people are playing it, and I'm one of them. My wife Amy plays it. She loves it. There's nothing I like more than coming home from doing postgame on a Sunday, and the first thing I see is my big smile on my wife's face, and then she shows me her phone that she won $100 on Prize Picks. It's the best. It's like Christmas in October. It's unbelievable. That can be you. They've got a huge selection of sports, huge selection of players. All you're doing is picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're picking more or less. So, you know, tonight you can do more or less on C.J. Stroud passing yards, Joe Mixon rushing yards. And the more you get right, the more you win. You can win up to 100 times your money. You can turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks. It's so fun. I play it all the time. You should too. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use my code 610 and you're going to get a $50 bonus by playing a $5 lineup. Download the Prize Picks app, promo code 610, $50 bonus right into your account for playing a $5 lineup. You don't even need to win the $5 lineup. The $50 is yours. So download Prize Picks today and put in my code 610. Prize Picks, run your game, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.